This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Bruchim Abon. We continue Masech to Yevamos. Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. So we're in the middle of the Sugya. Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We are in the middle of the Sugya of the three things that Doisa ben Horkana said that he has a tradition going back to Chagai Hanavi, who sat on a particular mortar, and he said that number one, Saras Habas is Asur like Beis Hillel. Amon Umayav are in their land, your Maiser Ani B'Shvius, and your Makabel Gerim from the Karduyim. We're Makabel Gerim from Karduyim, and that was the opinion of Chagai Hanavi. You're Makabel Gerim from Karduyim and from Tarmudim. So the Gemara over here quoted that, can that be? Rabbi Yochanan, we're four lines from the bottom on Tezayin Amanaf. Rabbi Yochanan v'Sabia, the Amri Tarvayo. Rabbi Yochanan and Sabia, they both say, Ein Mekablim Gerim min HaTarmudim. We're not Mekabel Gerim from Tarmudim. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Now again, we learned before that there's a tradition from Chagai Hanavi that we are Mekabel Gerim from the Tarmudim. Mekablim Gerim in our Karduim in our Tarmudim, that was attributed to Chagai. Now we're saying, Rabbi Yochanan Vesabi Adam Ritavar in Mekablim Gerim in our Tarmudim. We're not Mekabel Gerim from them. The reason we would not be Mekabel Gerim, Rashi says, as the Gemara says later on, that they're Jews. You can't be Mekabel Ager if someone is Jewish. Now, why would they be Jewish? That means a Jewish woman got mixed into them. And if a Jewish woman got mixed into them, then this opinion is of the opinion that when a Jewish woman marries a guy, the Vlad is Jewish, but illegitimate but and a mamzer. So we cannot be Mekabel Gerim from them. Okay. Says Gemara, "Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi." Did Rabbi Yochanan say this? V'hatnan, we learned in a Mishnah, "Kol hakisamim haboim in harekem tahirim." All stains that come from rekem are tahar. The reason why they're tahar is because, now like this, midoy raisa, the only thing that's tamei is when a woman has a flow of blood. If there's anything on a garment, it's tahar. However, the rabbanon were goyzer that a stain on a garment is tamei. And furthermore, they were goyzer that only the stains of a Jewish garment is tahar, is tamei, but not of a Gentile garment. So the Gemara says, "Kalak samim abam in arekem tahirim." All stains that come from rekem are tahar. Rabbi Yehuda matame. Rabbi Yehuda says all stains that come from rekem are tamei. The reason why they're tamim, they shehim gerim, because really they're converts who, the tayim, who abandoned their ways. They gave up the religion, and they were goyzer on their ksamim, that even though they sinned and they exchanged their religion, in other words, that they were meimir, they became a mumar, they're still a Yisrael, and therefore their ksamim are tamai. So, all ksamim that come from rekem are tahar. Rabbi the matamim gerim v'toyim mi beno evdei chachamim. They're really gerim who abandoned their faith and got lost. And they went astray mi beno evdei chacham. But if you find ksamim from an area that no Jews live tahirim, they are tahar. So the Mishnah sort of concludes that if you find a garment with a stain on it from where goyim live and no Jews live, the garment is tahar. V'havinam ba. And we asked on this. Kapasik v'tani. It says unqualified. Mi beinoy dekechavim. If this stain is found among goyim, v'afilum in tarmoid, even if it's in the region of tarmoid, still the garment is tahar. So, what does that show? Why would the garment be tahar? That must be that because they're goyim. Well, if they're goyim, zoy semeres mekavlam gerim itarmoid. If they're goyim, we should be able to accept gerim from them because we only don't accept Jews as converts. But someone who's a goy, we would accept as a convert. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan says, if unqualified, we say that any time we know for sure that this is a Gentile region, then the kesamim are tahar. That means even in tarmoid they're tahar. That means tarmudim are assumed to be goyim, and we're mekabel gerim from them. V'chitem, and if you're going to say zoyis v'loy svirale, and if you're going to say that Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, zoy soy meres, this Mishnah is in fact indicative that we're mekabel gerim from tarmoid, contrary to what Rabbi Yochanan said earlier, that we're not, but Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like this Mishnah. V'loy svirale, maybe Rabbi Yochanan argues on the Mishnah. This Mishnah indicates that we are mekabel gerim, but Rabbi Yochanan holds that, in his personal opinion, we're not mekabel gerim. Says Mar, v'amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'sta Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says, halacha is like a sta Mishnah. And if the halacha is like a sta'a mishnah, that means Rabbi Yochanan is saying, we are mekabel gerim from Tarmoid, in contradistinction to what he said before, that we're not mekabel gerim from Tarmoid. By the way, I just wrote up, the Sefer is coming out, Be'ez Hashem, very soon. There is a chapter on this Gemara, really, because Rabbi Yochanan says, halacha k'sta'a mishnah. And elsewhere in Shas, Shas says, sta'a mishnah, what? K'ra meir. And the Gemara in Erevin, you just said in Daf Yomi, says that we don't paskin like Rav Meir. So these three Gemaras are a stira. How could it be that Rabbi Yochanan says halacha k'sta mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan is the Bala Memra, that Rav Meir is a sta mishnah, and the Gemara says we don't paskin like Rav Meir. How do you reconcile all these three Gemaras? How do you reconcile the Gemara in Yevamos sta mishnah halacha k'sta mishnah with that which Rabbi Yochanan says elsewhere Rav Meir is a sta mishnah with that which the Gemara in Erevin says that we don't paskin like Rav Meir? Bottom line is, the way the Gemara wiggles out of this is, Amoroi ninu v'alib de Rabbi Yochanan. There's actually a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, machlokes Amoroim, what Rabbi Yochanan held. The first version of Rabbi Yochanan was, we're not mekabel gerim from Tarmudim. The second version of Rabbi Yochanan is, we are mekabel gerim from Tarmudim. Fine. Now, Mi tarmoid my time aloy. Why would we not accept gerim from tarmoid? Now again, this is presuming, like the first version of Rabbi Yochanan, that we're not mekabel gerim from tarmoid. What do you have against tarmudim? You don't like the way the name sounds? What could you possibly have against tarmudim? Pligi ba Rabbi Yochanan v'sabia. So machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Sabia. Now this has to be, what do you mean Rabbi Yochanan and Sabia, but Rabbi Yochanan himself says that you are mekabel gerim from Tarmudim. This would have to be lefi the Rabbi Yochanan that you're not mekabel gerim in Tarmudim. Chado amar mishem avdei shleimai. Some say the reason you're not mekabel gerim from Tarmudim is because King Solomon had rich slaves and they married Jewish women, and this opinion holds that the offspring are mamzerim, and therefore you cannot be mekabel a Jewish mamzer as a ger. So, Charomer Mishum Avdei Shloimei, V'Charomer Mishum Benois Yerushalayim. And some say, because of the daughters of Yerushalayim. What are the daughters of Yerushalayim? As we're going to see, that when they came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, some of the soldiers violated Jewish women, and again, the product would be Mamzerim. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Alamanda Amar Mishum Avdei Shloimei, Bishlam, according to the Manda Amar, that it's because of the slaves of Shloimai, Kasavar, Oive Kaichavim, Ve'eved Haba Abbas Yisrael, Hablad Mamzer. It's because he holds that a goy and an Eved that comes on a Jewish woman, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Ela, the Manda Amar, Misham Benois Yushalayim. But according to the Manda Amar, that it's because of the daughters of Yushalayim. Mahi, what's the reason why would that be a reason that you cannot be mekabel them as gerim? What's the story? Meaning, what happened? Says Gemara, Pligi ba Rav Yosef Rabbanan. There's a machlokes of Yosef and Rabbanim, but Tarvayim Mishmei Rabba Bar Chana, and they both said the name of Rabba Bar Chana. Chad Amar Tracer Alfi Gavri Vishita Alfi Kashduye. Some one opinion holds 12,000 foot soldiers and 6,000 archers. V'chad Amar Tracer Alfi Gavri. One opinion holds 12,000 foot soldiers. Uminayhu Shita Alfi Kashduye. And from among those 12,000, 6,000 archers. That Bishosha Nichnasu Odekham Lehechal, when the Goyim entered the Hechal, Hakol Nifnu Al Kesef, the Zahav. Everyone turned to take the silver and gold. Vehim Nifnu Al Benos Yushalayim. And these soldiers went to violate the Jewish women, and obviously they were offspring. And the offspring, according to this opinion, are Mamzerim, Shenemar, Nashim Bitsioininu, Bisulais, Biare Yehuda. Women in Zion were violated, the Bisulais in the cities of Yehuda. That is a pasuk in Eicha, I believe. Parakei pasuk Yeralef. Now is one of my favorite Agada to Gemaras. It's so favorite of mine that it's like one of the first 10 shiurim I gave maybe 11 years ago. I think it's even before TorahAnytime.com. Can you imagine? There was once a time that this is about the sugya of Matatroin. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmini, Omar Rav Yonasan. Remember we had earlier that when Doisa ben Horkinus met Rav Lazar ben Azariah, what pasuk did he said? Say, he said, Na'ar ha'yisi gam zakanti v'loi ra'yisi tzai. He said, I'm so happy Azariah, Elazar has a son who could inherit his wealth. But Shmuel Bar Nachmini says in the name of Yonasan, this pasuk was said by the Sar ha'olam. Nar hoyisi gamzo kanti man amre who said it. Ilema kutshabrichu, if God said it, mi ika zikna kame, could God say, gamzo kanti, that I'm old? God doesn't get old. I believe the Marsha says God also doesn't, it wasn't young. Neither of these terms are applicable by God. Ve'ela, David amre, David said, mi kashish kulehai, was David ever so old? He never reached such old age. This was said by the minister of the world who's been around since the world was created. Now, you want to see a toisvus, a geshmak, a toisvus? Toisvus diri hamaskal posik zez sar ha'olam amru. Kashal rabbeinu tam. Who is the sar ha'olam? Eddie, by the way, we have a nice olam today. Thank you for your patience. But anybody here know the Sar HaOlam, or want to be a Sar HaOlam, or it's related to the... Who is the Sar HaOlam exactly? Says Tosfos. The Asa HaPayed HaSar HaMeshores Nar Nikra Hu Matatroin HaNichvad VaHanoira. The Python says, the servant, he's called Nar, he's Matatroin. So who's the Sar HaOlam? Matatroin who is Sar HaOlam Shenikra Nar. It's Matatroin who's called Nar. Because it says the Sar HaMeshores is called Nar, is Matatron HaNichbad VaHanoira. Uvepiot Achar, and in another piot, Yasad Toikef Matatron Sar HaNepach LeEish MiBasar. In another piot it says, that Matatron, the strength of Matatron is he's a Sar who turned to fire from flesh. That means Matatroin, it was a person. Mashan dechanoichu Matatroin. So here's the thing. One piyot says Matatroin was chanoich. And one piyot seems to say Matatroin is a sara oilam because he's a nar. But you can't say chanoich is a sara oilam because the sara oilam was around Misheshis and Eberashis and chanoich wasn't around then. And Tosfos says, no, really, Matatroin is not the Sar HaOlam. Really, Chanoich is the Sar HaOlam. If Matatroin is not the Sar HaOlam, why is he called Nar? Because that's his name. Ayin B'Shlo HaKadosh, who argues on Tosfos, and I believe he says that Matatroin is Chanoich. It's a very interesting subject. Maybe you could look on like the archives, Parshas Mishpatim. I have a feeling there might be a Mishpatim share with Matatron. Okay. Anyway, the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmini, Amar Rav Yonasan. Maidich Siv. Yadahoy parasara komach madeha. His hand, the enemy spread out on all of her treasures. So it says the enemy spread out her hand on all of her treasures. The Marsha points out the word parash is oisiyos saraf. This is amayne mayav. When the goyim enter the eichal, hakol nifnu al kasev zav. Everyone turned to take silver and gold. V'him nifnu al sefer Torah, and they turned to be able to take the sefer Torah. Amru, they said, zeshe kasev boy. Is this the one? What it says in Layava Amoni Mayavi B'kal Hashem? No, Amoni and Mayavi should come in the congregation of God. Yisarev Baish, and he should be burned in fire. Amon and Mayav was very tzihist, very upset that the Torah discriminated against them. They said, you know, they started a new movement. It's called MLM, Moabite Lives Matter, and they burned the Sefer Torah. They were thinking of painting that in Manhattan, but so far they were not successful. They burned down the Sefer Torah. Why? This is alluded to the pasuk Yadoi Paras Tsar. The hand, the enemy spread out, Al Kol Machamadeh, on all her treasures. The Marsha says treasures refers to the Torah, and Paras is Lashon Saraf. And the pasuk continues. By the way, very important, because the end of the pasuk says, Yadoi barasara, kom achmadeh, kirasa, goyim boyu mikdasha, bow mikdasha, asher tzivi solo yavayu bakaholach. The reason they did that is because it says they cannot come into the kahal. So who cannot come into the kahal? Amon Amoyav. Now there's another pasuk. The pasuk says, Persa tziyahin, this is Perek Aleph, pasuk Yud Zayin. Biyadeha Eim Nachim La Tziva Hashem Liyakov Tzivav Tzarav. God commanded about Jacob that her enemies should be surrounding her. Tziva Hashem Liyakov Tzivav Tzarav Amar Rav Kegoin Humanya Lefum Nahara. Just like the city of Humanya to Pum Nahara. In Humnaya, there were Greeks, and they would distress the residents of Pumnahara, who were Jews. The Aruch Lener says, take out the word Greeks in Rashi. It doesn't mean Greeks. It means Goyim. It means Goyim. Hagoyis V'tziyunim says, the Aruch Lener says, make it Goyim. God always commanded, no matter where we go, move to Flatbush. Check out Coney Island Avenue and Avenue and Foster. You'll see you're surrounded by Goyim. You want to go to, I don't know where you guys live, where everybody lives. I see Boston, Norfolk, San Diego, Kew Garden Hills, Muncie. That's who's on my screen right now. Let's see who else. I see some more Muncie. I see a area near Miami, but I forgot the name of it. Okay, and Passaic? Maybe? I got it. Okay, but God always decrees wherever you are, you're surrounded by Goyim. Don't think you're going to hide out in a Jewish ghetto in wherever you live, and all you have to do is deal with Yidden. Siva Hashem liYakov Svivav Tsarav. Amar Rav Kegoin Humnaya Lepumnara. Amar Rav Yudam Rav Asi. Now here's a very interesting halacha. Also Toronto. Thank you. Aaron Baker. I didn't know that. Welcome to the share. Welcome. Where? Oh. Shkoyach, Toronto. Excellent. So, the Gemara continues. Am Ravid Am Ravasi. Oyve kacham shekirish bezman azeh choshish in lekedushin. So you go to, your friend Tony invites you to a wedding, and Tony unfortunately is marrying Sarah Sprinza. Whatever. She's marrying Tony. And the priest says, you know, will you, whatever, until death do you part, however it goes. And she says, I do. The halacha is that we're choshish for her kedushin. Huh? She's marrying Tony. Well, I mean, he's a guy. I mean, he can't be more guy. She doesn't even eat gefilte fish on Shabbos. No. The Gemara says, we're choshish for his kedushin. Shema me'asaras hashvatim hu. He might be a member of the 10 lost tribes. Rashi says, Shanasu Oivdois Koychavim. A man from the 10 lost tribes may have married a Jewish, a Jewish man may have married a non-Jewish woman. Aye, so then the kid isn't Jewish. Rashi says this shita holds that a non-Jewish woman who gives birth from a Jew, the Vlad is a mamzer, and we're choshishin for the kedushin of a mamzer. Now, why does Tosfos say that we're worried about as a man from the Aseres HaShvatim married a non-Jewish woman? Why doesn't Rashi say a girl from the Aseres HaShvatim married a Gentile man? Because we have a tradition that the Aseres HaShvatim's the women, the line of women, so to speak, ended. So, therefore Rashi has to say, what we're worried is a man from the Aseres HaShvatim married a Gentile woman. Why would we be concerned for such a thing? We know whenever we have a doubt about something, and that item came from a larger quantity, we say it came from the Rav. So most people in the world are not from the Zavulon or God or from the Aseres HaShvatim. Says the Gemara, Beduchta Dekvi. We're talking about where it happened in the place where Aseres HaShvatim were established. And we know in Makom Kavua, Kol Kavua, Awat, Kimechza, Amechza Dami. The Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Vayinochim, they were led Bechalach Uvechavar Nahar Goizen Vare Madai. Says the Gemara, Chalach Zeh Chilazoin. Chalach is the area of Chilazoin. Chavar Zu Chadayav. Nahar Goizen Zu Ginzik. And that is where we will hold off for now. But the opinion of Yehuda Amar Rav Asi is a Gentile that does Kedushin Mizman Hazeh. We have to be Choshesh that maybe he's Mamzer, and therefore the Kedushin is Chal, even to a Jewish woman. And now, look at the bottom Tosfos. Tosfos says, not like me. Tosfos says, Tosfos is not like Rashi. Rashi says in a place where they're kavua, so we know in a place where something is kavua, we say even a miyot in the place where you, where in its place of origin is considered like 50-50. However, Tosfos says in the place that they're kavua, then roiv is from the Aseres HaShvatim. But not like Rashi says, because kol kavua k'matzah mechzadami. De'i azal ihu legaba, because if he goes to her, so then he's still being pyresh from the Rav. So the pshat is, he was pyresh from the makam kavios of the Aseres HaShvatim, where Rav of the people there were from the Aseres HaShvatim. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we'll hold it over here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.